In my craft, or sullen art, exercised in the still night, when only the moon rages, and the lovers lie abed, with all their griefs in their arms. I labour by singing light, not for ambition, or bread, or the strut and trade of charms on the ivory stages, but for the common wages of their most secret heart. Not for the proud man apart, from the raging moon I write on these spindrift pages, nor for the towering dead, with their nightingales and psalms, but for the lovers, their arms round the griefs of the ages, who pay no praise or wages, nor heed my craft or art. All children, except one, grow up. The way Wendy knew was this. When she was 2 years old, she was playing in a garden. She plucked a flower and ran to her mother. Mrs. Darling put her hand to her heart and cried, "Oh, why can't you remain like this forever?" Occasionally in her travels through her children's minds, Mrs. Darling found things she could not understand, and of these the most perplexing was the word Peter. She knew of no Peter, and yet Wendy's mind began to be scrawled all over with him. Her mother had been questioning her. "Who is he, my pet?" "He is Peter Pan, you know, mother." While she slept, she had a dream. She dreamt that the Neverland had come too near and that a strange boy had broken through from it. He was accompanied by a strange light, which darted around the room like a living thing. It must have been the light that wakened Mrs. Darling. She started up with a cry and saw the boy. She knew at once that he was Peter Pan. He was a lovely boy, clad in skeleton leaves and the juices that ooze out of trees. When he saw that she was a grown-up, he gnashed the little pearls at her. "My father, the King of Plasador, has suffered greatly at the hands of the Water's Edge King and his army. As my father's only king, I must travel to the Water's Edge and convince their king to bypass Plasador on their next crusade. If they choose to pay no heed to my dissuasion, they will know the valour of the Plasadorian princess."
Oh, good morning, Cloudsy. You cute little ball of cloud fluff, you. Oh, you want to go outside? Okay, I'm coming. Whoa, that storm is rolling in rather quickly, Cloudsy. You sure you want to go outside right now? Oh no, come back! Ow! Hey, wait for me! Whoa, this isn't any ordinary lightning, is it, Cloudsy? Oh no, the lightning has struck the Lovelands! Right, we have to chase off the Sky Gorgs before they completely destroy the Lovelands. You ready, Cloudsy?